Hello and welcome back to the Birds of Healing podcast. My name is Asha and I am your host, and I want to welcome you to this episode. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about disordered eating and eating disorders. Two different things, but we're going to be talking about them today. And in, you know, the spirit of keeping it real as possible, I want to talk about this issue because it's something that I deal with on a regular basis. I've had an eating disorder since I was 12 years old. And it's followed me out through my entire adult life. And recently, it's been getting really, really bad. Just because I have been so stressed out. And I've been so... my mind has just not been present. And whenever I get in a state of emotional frenzy, I do tend to revert back to my old bad habits. And my eating disorder was one of those things. When I was younger, I had no power. I literally was just so powerless against everything, against the world. And I felt like my body, my look, the way that I looked was something that I could definitely control. And I did. I was so happy to be thin and like, you know, whatever. At a young age, you know what I mean? Like 12 years old, to be thinking about your body like that is very, very damaging. But it really kicked into high gear for me when I was around in the 7th or 8th grade. I got really sick, but I didn't know that I was sick for about a year. So I'm thinking this was about between, I was sick all of 8th grade year and I was sick into the 9th grade. So I think it was like the summer between 8th grade and 7th grade year when I really started to feel like something was wrong with me. I had tuberculosis, and my tuberculosis manifested itself in forms of like my lymph nodes being swollen. It looked like tumors on my neck, my legs, like all over my body. I had these like big round tough balls that were just poking out where my lymph nodes should be. And it scared the hell out of me. I honestly thought I had cancer. I didn't tell my parents about when I started feeling sick. I didn't tell them about it for a year until I really couldn't manage it anymore. And I know that sounds silly. Like, why the hell would you wait a year to tell an adult that something is wrong with you, especially if you're having all of these like things going on with your body? I don't have the best relationship with my parents, and I just didn't think that they would give a shit. Like at the time, I know it sounds stupid because I know that not to be true now, but as a child, I kind of had this like feeling of being unwanted a lot of the time, whether that was perceived or whether that was actual, like, is really still up for debate. But I just didn't tell them because, like, I honestly thought that it was just going to go away. I thought that it was going to go away and I'll be fine. At first, I just, my sickness manifested itself, like I said, in forms of, like, my lymph nodes being swollen, but they didn't hurt. So I thought they were just, like, cysts or whatever, you know? But it got to a point when I, you know, couldn't move. I literally, like, it got so big, the lymph nodes got so big and so swollen and, like, so infected that I couldn't move my neck from side to side. I couldn't do anything. And I know this is going to sound terrible, but my eating disorder really, really ramped up in that time. I felt like I had no control over my body, over my own bodily autonomy. And being able to purge, like binge and purge and whatever, it gave me a sense of control, you know, that I felt like, okay, I have a handle on something. I can dictate how my body looks based off of these habits that I'm forming. And it felt kind of good. You know what I mean? And it's a very sick mental illness to have bulimia and stuff, but it's a double-edged sword because although it was literally killing me because I was sick at the time, as well as going through this bulimia, I just felt like I had a little bit of control and I liked that. When I was in the 9th grade, like the very, very beginning of 9th grade years, when I was like actually hospitalized for my tuberculosis, like it got so bad to the point where like I had surgeries and almost a year's worth of treatment or whatever. So it got really, really bad. And I was put on a litany of medications, and the medications make you gain weight. They make you gain a lot of weight actually. As well as a multitude of other side effects, but that was like the main thing for me was I gained probably from anywhere from like 40 to 50 pounds in the span of like 4 months. 4 to 5 months, I gained that much weight, and it changed the entirety of my body. I started getting stretch marks on my thighs and on the sides of my butt, on my arms, like little fine ones on my arms. My breasts had like were actually, at the time I was also going through puberty because I was a late bloomer, but you know, I started getting stretch marks on my breasts and everything, and it really just made me hate my body even more. Like, I was like, first of all, my body's sitting here attacking me and trying to kill me with this fucking tuberculosis, and then, you know, I'm now being betrayed by my body again by gaining all this weight, although I know it wasn't my fault and it wasn't my body's fault. Obviously, it was the medicine, but it just felt like a sense of betrayal. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it didn't matter how little food I ate. It didn't matter how little sugar or caffeine that I took into my body. Nothing worked. I was not losing that weight until I got off the medication. Well, the weight fluctuation did more for, you know, on the bad side than it did anything else. Like, it really made me start binging and purging even more. I can't imagine how, you know, I would have survived much longer had I not stopped when I did. But I literally was depleting my body of all the nutrients that I was taking in on top of my body, like, fighting this infection, fighting this illness and disease. And by the way, tuberculosis is not something that you ever get, like, quote unquote, cure from. Like, you, the symptoms and everything stop, but the tuberculosis will always still be in your body, you know, latently, but it'll always still be there. That's why I can't give blood or anything like that. But, yeah, my body was still working so hard. And I remember, like, just telling myself, I remember one day I was literally face down in the toilet, like, trying to get everything out. And I remember telling myself, I'm not going to make it much longer. Like, I already, like, I pass out on a daily basis from lack of food and dehydration. And I'm not going to make it much longer if I keep doing this. And I told myself, like, whenever I get the urge to binge and purge, whatever, I'll go for a walk. Or I'll do something that I know can take my mind away from it. And that year, you know, once I started taking the medications and like my, you know, when the medication, it changes for me for the last couple of months, but it, I started to lose the weight once I got off the certain amount of, the regimen that I was on, the medication regimen that I was on. I ended up losing a lot of the weight and I got super, super, super into fitness. Like I remember that year between 9th grade and 10th grade year when I was transferring into sophomore year, I remember literally I worked out every single day from sunup to sundown. I would do workouts in my room. I would sneak out of the house and I would go to school. And on the track, like they had, it was like it was a big track and the football field was in the center. And then past that was like a softball field. And they had this massive tire. It wasn't like massive, but it was a tire and it was pretty heavy. And I would literally go back and forth all day long and just flip that damn tire from one end of the field to the other. I would take it around the track. I would do all kinds of stuff, right? And it was all in an effort to make myself as thin as possible. Like, it was so unhealthy. I was eating probably, I was watching my food intake so much. Like, I kid you not. Like, we didn't have very much sugar and sweets and stuff like that in my house because my father has diabetes. So my mom just kind of was worried that we would all get it. So we had a lot of carbs in our meals and like a lot of like lean meat and stuff like that. So I would portion out every single thing. Like, every single thing. I would not eat a single fucking piece of rice that I didn't measure out for an entire year. And I felt great about myself. I mean, I took what I thought was a negative thing, my binging and purging, and I tried to turn it into something, you know, positive, which was working out. But then the working out and the dieting took me to a different place because I started caring less about, I just didn't care. I was like, this food is not going in my body no matter how nutritious it is for me unless I weigh it out. Like, you know, it was so bad. I just kind of transferred a little bit of my bad habits into another thing. And then as I grew up and I left high school, I sort of kind of fell back. I was always into fitness, always, still am. But as I kind of left high school and I, you know, transitioned to my adult years, my eating disorder, like, kind of transitioned from full-on bulimia to disordered eating. And what I mean by disordered eating is it's technically disordered eating and eating disorders are different because somebody who doesn't have, you know, who isn't binging and purging but doesn't have a regular, you know, eating habits, or somebody who has infrequent, like, some people, you know, they'll say, like, I eat one time a day. That's not normal. That's called disordered eating. Like, if you eat one meal, one big meal a day, and that's it for you, sorry to tell you, but you also have disordered eating. It's basically an umbrella term for unspecified eating disorders. So you don't qualify for, say, anorexia nervosa or bulimia nervosa. However, they're acknowledging the fact that your eating habits are irregular. So I started to really just be that person who I would always skip breakfast. I would always skip lunch, and then I would have dinner, but my dinner would be big. Like, I would have a big dinner, and then I would just not eat for, like, upwards of 24 hours sometimes, and I would just forget about it. It just came to a point where my stomach just wasn't, it didn't expand, like, the way that it used to, so I was not eating as much. And I could literally touch two pieces of food and then be like, I'm full, and I would legitimately mean it, because, like, of all the years that I've trained my stomach to you know, not, you know, hold a bunch of food. And recently, for me, what's kind of been kicking up my disordered eating, I want to go as far as to say, like, I'm back on my eating disorder. Like, I don't want to say, like, back on it, like, it's a good thing, but I don't want to say that I'm back on that wave. I'm not trying to lose weight, but I feel as though right now, when my life gets emotionally chaotic, I start to have that, like, and sometimes it's not even with me trying, you know what I mean? I'll literally be so stressed out and so anxious that I literally need to, like, throw up, and I cannot, like, be normal about it. I don't know what it is, but I think I've mentioned this before in one of the other episodes, my digestive tract and my literal emotion, my nervous system are attached for whatever reason. When I'm stressed out, I have a physical reaction. I get, my stomach drops, I get, like, you know, cramping in my stomach, and I genuinely feel like I need to throw up. And so most times I'll oblige myself and I will do it. But I've been fighting it because I know that a lot of the time, once you start down on that slope, you really go down. It's very fast. It's very slippery. And I'm trying really hard to keep it together, in the sense that, like, I know that all these hard times are going to pass. Everything is going to be okay eventually. But right in the moment, it really fucking sucks. I feel like everything around me has not been going the way that I wanted it to. I had a couple of weeks where I felt like I was on a high, and I felt like I was doing great. I was super optimistic and everything was great. And then I lost that motivation. And when I lost that motivation, I kind of lost sight of my goals. And I start to get stressed out. I'm an easily stressed out person. Very easily stressed out. Like, if things don't go the way that I want them to go, I sort of kind of panic a little bit. But I'm working on it. I'm trying to. I'm telling myself, you know, do the things that help you get out. Start working out again consistently, and reading books and educating myself on the reasons why people do the things that they do when it comes to eating disorders. And learning, that's one of the main things that helped me out of my first bout, I guess you could say, with my eating disorder. But once again, it's when you're anxious and nervous about the future, telling yourself to calm down and that everything is going to be fine and the unknown is not going to be terrible and blah, 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 doesn't always help, because you're like, well, bitch, okay, the unknown is still the unknown, you know? And I don't know, for whatever reason, for me, it, like, uncertain things has always been a trigger for me. You know, if I can't be certain of my future, then I start to panic a little bit, you know? And I think that's normal to think of it like that. Like, I don't think that it's abnormal for me to feel like the uncertain things scare me. I just have to learn that, like, I'm still learning, and I have to work on just understanding that life is never, ever, 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 ever going to hand you a rule book. There's no clear-cut silver lining in every single situation. You kind of sort of have to look for it, and unnecessary anxiety and stress will not do me any good, you know? I have to give myself where credit is due. I did a whole, like, daily diatribe episode about giving yourself credit. But yeah, I have to really allow myself to take credit and be like, hey, you know what? What I'm doing right now, I'm not totally sure, but it's okay. And that I'm trying, and I know that I'm a good person, and I'm working towards a good goal of bettering myself and being, like, a great human being. I'm trying. And regardless of the unknown and what's to come, and I might not know it, but everything is going to be okay. The sun will rise tomorrow and everything will be fine. You know what I mean? Like, I have to consistently tell myself that everything is temporary. Nothing is forever. Everything will be just fine. And I have to remind myself also that the worst days of my life are behind me. You know, every single bad day that I've ever had is behind me already. I don't know all the good days that are still ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? I've experienced all the worst shit already, and I've survived. And I got to tell myself that. But it's been hard. And I really haven't been motivated to, like, record or do anything, just because I don't feel it. You know, I've been in a little bit of a depressive funk. But I'm working my way out. I'm doing therapy. I'm eating better. I'm trying to eat better. And I'm trying to work out. And I'm hoping that next week when I record another podcast, I will hopefully have more positive things to insight, and hopefully I will have a better handle on my disordered eating. I'm trying. I'm really, really trying to get that under control, because that is one of the big things for me. So if you have any comments about today's episode, please go ahead and leave them in the community section. If you're listening on Anchor FM or on Spotify, please go ahead and interact with me. I would love to hear your thoughts. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you later.